Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy, and there's kind of two schools of thought here.
Right.
When it comes to motivating your children to do chores, one school of thought is that kind of that work ethic gene is just in place, and either you have it or you don't. Mm-hmm. And the other thought...
Trick them, the old bait and switch.
Yeah, you can kind of trick your kids into thinking chores are fun. And, you know, looking down the road a little ways, it's going to be a little while before my son Mason, he's actually 7 months today.
Congratulations to
Corey and
Mace.
Kept him alive for 7 months.
7 months.
So a little ways out from him doing chores, but I try to think ahead with all this stuff, and this was kind of put in my mind yesterday. Breezy and I both had a conversation with actually our fearless leader, our boss, and he was talking about how his 7-year-old nephew has been an absolute champ this week when it comes to helping shovel, and how he doesn't even need to be asked. He just grabs a shovel and goes.
And he got like actually genuinely mad at our boss yeah. for doing it without him when it came to shoveling.
Right. And his thought, or our boss's thought, is he's on the side of that. It's just kind of a thing you have or you don't. And like this kid has that work gene, if you will. He wants to help, which many, many kids have that. My nephews are an example of that where, you know, it's been ingrained in their mind that, oh, work is fun. I want to help. My nephews, their dad is a farmer and they always thought it was a lot of fun to be able to go and help dad out in the field.
Right.
And maybe that's ingrained or was it a trick? Because I've also heard from other parents, one in particular, this story stands out in my mind, that their daughter would always ask what they were doing when they were folding clothes.
Okay.
And they thought that, okay, we really want to kind of
tread lightly on this one.
No. We want to kind of maybe a little trickery at play here to really make her want to do this. And if you really want to make someone do something, what do, Breeze?
Lie.
Well, no. I mean, classic reverse psychology. You tell them they can't. Like, yeah, every time she would ask about folding laundry, they would say, no, I'm sorry. This is like grown-ups do this job. Like you're too little. Maybe someday. And they kind of played the long con. They did this for about a month or so, they told me.
Really?
And eventually, once they got to the point where every time their daughter would get a little more, come on, let me do it. I can do it. I'm old enough. I can do it. They finally said, all right, you know what? Fine. You can fold the laundry. And now she does it every time. And she loves to do it. And they just wash their hands of it and step away.
Built-in cleaning lady.
Right?
Love that.
It's kind of amazing.
Absolutely love that.
So I don't know. Maybe that their daughter also had that kind of work gene, you know, somewhere in her. Or maybe it was because of the old reverse psychology. So there's a couple of thoughts on this one. And I'm just curious kind of the strategies that perhaps parents have busted out when it comes to motivating your kids to do chores.
I'm not against the motivation or the reverse psychology or the strategy behind it, but it worries me when these kids get a little older and kind of come to and realize, wait a second.
They tricked me, yeah.
I was hoodwinked the whole time.
Yeah, I do think back to my childhood.
And kind of reverse it and be like, I'm not helping you with anything.
Yeah, it wasn't chores for me, but my parents, they tried to convince me, I was really into dinosaurs, and they tried to convince me that broccoli were little trees, and you know, my favorite dinosaurs would eat trees, so I need trees. And
classic Corey.
Well, now
classic.
It's
classic.
Now I spite eat broccoli because I think about that every single time.
That's
these are not little trees.
Right.
You guys are straight up lying to me.
That's kind of where I'm coming from with that. So
it could backfire.
It's dangerous.
You're playing with fire.
And then another thing is I couldn't agree with you more when I think work ethic is just in your blood and it is who you are. I don't know if you can actually teach work ethic.
Really?
I don't know. I really don't think so. Because I mean, I have work ethic. I don't, there's nothing.
Yeah, but you got it learning it from your parents because your parents have it.
Right. But
I don't know if it's genetic more so as you've been exposed to people.
Product of your environment.
Exactly. Who are hard workers. So right. You kind of took on, you know, again, we talked about this last week about right. how you like your entire being is made up mostly of your parents mm-hmm. and how they perceive the world.
Right. So maybe they're teaching you without even really realizing it. Just yeah. you being around them mm-hmm. is a lesson in itself. But I don't know if you're going to sit there and be like, practice your multiplication tables. Also, learn your work ethic. You know what I mean? I don't think that's really how that works.
It's not a class. Yeah. There should be a class for that. Let's see. Some people checking in on Facebook this morning. Barbie saying that when she worked at a daycare, she had a bunch of three-year-olds that would fight over who would finish cleaning first because she made it a prize to sit next to her at lunch.
Wow.
Okay, Barbie, so again, motivating your kids is not a bad idea. That's for sure. She says if you can make it seem fun, kids will be down to help out with pretty much everything.
Desiree just put the Santa gift. I'm actually scared.
But
that is a good incentive as well.
Sure.
I mean, especially around this time of the holidays, Santa's watching.
Uh-huh.
Do you want any presents this year? I'm taking all your presents back, and so is Santa.
That's true. That's great. That is something to definitely hang over their head for sure. Let's grab this call, 222-9800. Alex checking in. What's going on, Alex?
I was just calling in on that guy, that kid that does chores.
So there's two schools of thought on this. One of them is that we are either born with or we are not born with kind of the work ethic gene.
Well, I'm going to say born with, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Alex.
I don't have a kid. I don't have a kid or anything, but I know personally myself. I'm 25, about to be 26. Mm-hmm. I do nothing but work. My girlfriend gets so mad at me because I don't come home till late at night.
Yeah,
you know, I'm always out work. Like last night, I get home till about 8 o'clock. You know, right. But I left the house at 7. But
yikes.
When it comes to snow, I go to my grandfather's. I drive 15 miles out of the way. Go to his house. You know, I'll shovel him out. I'll shovel my grandmother out. Shovel my mm-hmm. mom out. It's just it's in my blood.
Is this something you've always done?
I mean, come on. We got to have work, man.
No, absolutely. It's very admirable. I don't know if it's something that can be necessarily taught.
When did this start for you, Alex?
Me? I used to be shoveling the neighbors. My grandfather I grew up in a mobile park on Canisius Lake.
Right.
I used to shovel the whole park just because I wanted to.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, so maybe there's something to this this thought that it is kind of an ingrained. Just you want to help, and that's part of it.
Exactly. You know, I always treat people fairly if they treat me fairly.
Fair?
You
no.
Know,
it's a great
karma comes around.
It's a great way to live your life, Alex. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, have a great one. Bye.
Take it easy. 222-9800. Jeanette's Team PXY. Jeanette, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you had thoughts on the work ethic gene, if you will.
Yeah, so I think it's a combination of genetics and circumstance.
Okay.
Because I grew up in a great life, and it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized, late teens, that I realized that my parents struggled. Like, we didn't grow. We grew up humbly.
Right.
But, you know, like, okay, so, you know, there was a reason why I couldn't have all the things I asked for. And between watching my dad work hard to provide for my family, I think between that and, you know, wanting stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, like, it's basically just inspiration for, okay, how hard am I going to work for?
Sure.
For what I want and my goals, you know? So I think it's really between genetics and circumstance.
Kind of similar to what you were saying, Breeze.
Right. Because, Jeanette, let's be honest. It could go one of two ways. You could either see the life that you grew up in and be like, I want better for myself, or you can just fall into whatever your parents' path they had for you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's either a cycle or you can break the cycle sure. and work forward to bigger and better things.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Right.
Jeanette, thanks for checking in this morning. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. For sure. Bye. A couple of texts coming in on the Club PXY Save text line at 69822. This one, this might go in the face of the genetic whole thing we're talking about here. This texter says, my son loves to organize his toys. Always neat. My daughter's just a monster. That's from Aaron in Batavia. And then this
Shade.
Is a bit of a bummer text for anyone with younger children, saying that kids are excited to do chores when they are too young to actually be helpful by doing them. Once they're actually old enough to really help, not so much excitement.
Yeah, that's awful. A lot of people are saying the hype about it, like behind it, is kind of what gets them going too. Like, it's going to be so fun. Like, come on.
You make it exciting,
like, yeah. And then as it's all about the energy.
As they get older, though, it's more difficult to get them excited about stuff.
Not doing it. Not cool anymore.
Shout out to you if you're able to get your teenagers to be really excited about laundry. That's a Herculean feat at this point.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.